Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. Why do I find it so easy to stay in shape? Well, for so much of my career, it's actually been effortless. And I come across so many fitness professionals who go through these peaks and troughs of high energy, in shape, buzzing, and then out of shape, struggling for energy, bad mood, and the business is all over the place. Their ability to learn, they're less inspired, and their year goes like this. And barring the odd little dip, my career has been pretty steady upwards all the way through. My ability to stay in shape, stay inspired, and being quite long in this industry, I've done a lot of introspective work. What is it? What is the key ingredient that's enabled me to stay like that, keep inspired, keep growing, and keep progressing? Well, it wasn't until slightly later in my career, I was studying the work of Dr. John DeMartini, and he highlighted that we are the most fulfilled, inspired, and energized when we are living aligned with our seven areas of fulfillment, the seven areas of life, he called it. And I looked at these and thought, wow. And I went through each one, and I'm going to share them with you now. And throughout my life, I've been doing what's called a linking process. And whenever I think about a food choice, a list of things go through my head, as in like, will it affect, can it affect, how will it impact? And then I have a decision. You see, in the fitness industry, and this will help you as a coach, a lot of your clients don't even think of the knock-on effect of eating crap 24/7. They don't think of the knock-on effect of having a seven-day holiday and eating shit and coming back feeling awful. They just do it. Subconsciously, they're just sabotaging. I live my life very consciously. I'm constantly asking myself questions. And when I came into the DeMartini world of the seven areas of life, I spent some time analyzing each one and looking at the questions that I used to ask myself. Now, the first area was purpose. Now, when I see people that are in and out of shape, one thing in common I notice with them is they have no purpose, no mission, and no vision. Well, for probably 85% of my career, I've had a vision. And when I'm a bit lost, I realign it and I go again. And so I've always had like a true north. I've had somewhere that I'm trying to get to. And I would also always ask myself, is what I'm about to do, let's talk about food, let's talk about training, let's talk about skipping the gym, let's talk about preparing my meals, is the thing that I'm about to do that could sabotage the way that I look and the way that I feel going to get me closer to my goal? Just wanted to stop the video for 2 seconds. Now, if you find my content helpful and you want to learn more from me, you want access to resources, you want more free trainings and live weekly webinars, then make sure you click the link in the description. Make sure you head over to my Impact and Integrity free Facebook group. Now, let's get on with the video. And the answer was no. Good. So I won't do it. So one of the reasons why I find it so easy to stay in shape is that I have a very clear north. And that allows me to ask the question, will the decision I'm having today to have ice cream, to eat shit, continually crap and feel crap, get me to where I want to be? No. So what do? I link it. I don't see the value in it. I don't eat crap. Now, do I enjoy chocolate occasionally, desserts occasionally? Does it impact my physique? No, because I know where and when I can have stuff. I don't restrict myself to the point where I don't enjoy myself, but I certainly know that if something's going to detract from my true north, I don't do it. The second thing, this was fascinating to me, knowledge. I absolutely love learning. And one of the seven areas of life that equal true fulfillment is constantly learning and constantly educating and constantly developing. And I would say to myself, how does me being out of shape impact my ability to learn and inspire other people? Well, one of the things about my knowledge was applying what I know to hold me to the highest standard of being in shape. And so as soon as I started to get out of shape, I wasn't using what I knew to not only get me on path to where I wanted to go, but I wasn't using it to inspire other people. So I then had another question to ask myself, is being out of shape and not high in energy complementary to the knowledge that I want people to perceive that I have as well, being in shape. No, because it clearly looks like he doesn't know what he's on about when he's not in shape. Good. Radar. Stop doing it. Third thing, very, very easy for me. I would always say, is me being out of shape helping my career? Not at all. I wanted everything throughout my whole of my career to help me to get more clients, get better results, and build my reputation. Nothing else. Would me being out of shape and not looking like I was a highly skilled fitness professional that was dedicated to building his reputation, results, and career path, would it help me? No. Stay in shape. So there's all these kind of purpose, my knowledge, my vision, my mission, my career path. None of those would help me get to where I am if I didn't stay in shape. The next one was the level of impact that I want to make. Now, we are truly fulfilled in our lives when we are growing in levels of influence and impact. Here's another thing for me. Would I get the attention and impact and influence on other people if I was out of shape, if I was sluggish, and if I wasn't focused on being in the best physical shape possible? No. Great. Boom. Don't eat shit. Don't let yourself get out of shape. Stay on track. Next one, relationships. Now, here was a big one. I said, Mark, you're not going to meet a wife till you built a body, a business, and a brain. So I wasn't going to meet the best version or best partner for me looking like a sack of shit. So what was one of the reasons why I kept myself on track to build the best body that I could, to be a person of influence with purpose, vision, and mission, with high knowledge? I was creating and cultivating the type of version of me that I knew a mate, a partner, a woman would want to be with, which for me was in shape, big, and strong. So that was my radar again, bringing me straight back to North. You have a vision, a mission, and a purpose. And one of it was being in shape and staying in shape. That actually helped me end up getting my wife, because my wife wanted to meet somebody who's big and strong and, you know, a picture of health. The sixth area of life that we see to equal true fulfillment was your body and your health. I valued my health. I valued my body. I valued my energy. I valued my sleep. And therefore, the sense check for me to stay in shape was, well, the healthier I am is linked to the best shape that I'm at. How lean I am is linked to my health, my energy, and my mood. But that also impacts my relationships, my level of impact I'm going to make, the career I have, the knowledge that I have, and the vision and mission that I have for myself. Brings me back to my compass. Keeps me aligned. And finally, money. Now, I go back to what I said at the beginning of the episode, why I find it so easy to stay in shape. For every year that my physique's got better, I've made more money. For every year that my physique has got better and my shape has stayed or improved, then I've built better connections, better friendships, better influence, and made more money. The final key area of fulfillment is we are all inspired, energized, fulfilled, and happy if we're making more money in life. It's true. One of the main reasons I am so inspired to stay in shape is that I make more money within the business, the better shape that I am. So those seven areas there, my vision, my mission, my purpose, my knowledge, my career, my level of impact that I make in the world, my relationships, my health and my body, my physique, and the money that I wanted to make. And so why do I find it so easy to stay in shape? Because I can link being in shape to every single one of those and being more fulfilled at this time in my life and throughout my whole career than I ever been, year on year. So when you put meal after meal after meal of shite, the first thing I want to do is get back in food and back in the gym and stay in shape, because it just brings you back to knowing what's truly fulfilling to me. I hope this episode has resonated with you, because to be fair, now I know that for me, all of those seven areas are so important to me. Being in shape is a piece of cake. Now let me just ask you a question. Think of the clients you're working with. Think of yourself right now. Do your clients have any clear vision and mission? One of the reasons why they're out of shape. Do your clients are growing in knowledge and career and making more money and having better relationships? Do they make impact with other people? No, so more than likely they're quite unfulfilled. Well, the way that they feel that they're going to get more fulfillment is by eating crap and drinking crap. And as a result of that, they feel worse, and it's a spiral. If they were driving forward and more fulfilled in every area that they were doing, and the same for you with your knowledge, your skills, your expertise, your vision, your mission, if you were, you would see the same value in staying in shape, because being in shape and staying in shape helps you to get to where you want to be, the true north that you've set for yourself. That's why I am so adamant that staying in shape is one of the most influential things to get me to every part of the life that I have today and the relationships, the people that I know, the life that I have. I hope you found today helpful. As always, please click like and subscribe. Go to the description, and you can click on any of the links to either join our Facebook group or find out about any of our coaching programs. If you're on Instagram, please drop me a DM, say hi, share the podcast, help more fitness professionals understand some of the things that I'm talking about and impact your career and your life. For now, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.